Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not a psychologist, so I don't want to get all super technical or nothing like that. But when you exhibit antisocial behavior, like people who are criminals, especially violent criminals, exhibit antisocial behavior. You know, like they get into a discussion or disagreement with somebody and they want to handle it with violence. That's antisocial. People who are social find ways to bring each other together. People who are social find ways to bring understanding to each other. People who are social find ways to build bridges, mend fences, and find ways to bring each other into the fold. So when you're antisocial, you might be like, well, you know what I mean? I don't want to be around your family. You know, they be tripping. And I don't like how they be gossiping and talking all crazy stuff. That's being antisocial. But when you exhibit antisocial behavior, yeah, you might like to get into violent arguments, start calling people names. You just might not be the type of person that easily draws people to you. So when we start talking today about how they're cute, smart, but you can't take them around nobody, you may have been involved with somebody, or you may have kids, or you may know somebody, you may have a friend or whatever who physically shows out well, but when they get around other people, something crazy starts happening. You know, people who drink a lot or maybe use substances or abuse substances, they exhibit antisocial behavior all the time because, you know, nobody want to be around somebody that is visibly high and acting all crazy. You know, this antisocial behavior. They are exhibiting antisocial behavior. On drugs, man. They on drugs, man. So there are so many different ways that you can exhibit antisocial behavior. So we're going to get into that today. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm your host, Sun 752. This is my water bottle. I didn't see that. I didn't see that, man. You know what that is? Well, this in this bottle is baking soda and water. Very good for your digestive system. When I say very good for your digestive system, I mean this is the top of the pot. So, if you're gonna drink baking soda and water, for people who have digestive problems or whose stomach hurts all the time. In other words, if you're a Virgo, this would be very good for you. You know, if you have any Virgos in your family or friends or whatever, you know that they always talk about how their stomach hurt. You know, my stomach, man. Whether it's true or whether it's an excuse to get out of doing something, get out of it. But this will take care of it. It'll make you go to the bathroom if you suffer from constipation, and it'll also keep your digestive system intact. And when we start talking about being immune to diseases and conditions and stuff like that, 65% of your immune system comes from your digestive system. So we literally are what we eat. When they say you are what you eat, yeah, they didn't mean that you were a cucumber or tomato or steak or drumstick or flat wing. What they're saying is you are the health that you put in your body. So we have to take heed to that. So if you're going to use the baking soda and water, put about a teaspoon, like this is a 40 ounce bottle. So I can put a teaspoon of baking soda on a teaspoon of baking soda, dump that in there. You don't want to ever let it settle on the bottom. Let me show you. Right. I'm looking for the top. It's attached to the top. Make sure that you don't ever let it settle to the bottom. If you see some settle to the bottom, shake it up and drink it. But if it's too salty, then that means you put in too much. You don't need that much. You don't need that much. You know, that teaspoon will do it. Now I mean teaspoon with the hill on it. And remember, this is a 40-ounce bottle. So if you're going to use like a 12-ounce glass, 16-ounce glass or cup, you don't need a whole teaspoon. You might want to go with a half a teaspoon, something like that. All right? Got it? Where my people's at? Where y'all at? I see you. Cal Chamber, let me friend me, Favorita. Thanks for coming on through. And Care Bear, you know what time it is. I see you there. You know how we do. And Stacy White, thanks for coming through tonight. It's actually today, but you know how we say. And my brother Ansel Jones, yeah. Fly Baltimore, brother girl, can't leave him alone. Lamar Johnson, sort of like Lamar Jackson. Yo, thanks for coming through for the action. I hope you stay a while. Yo, just chill. Everything is going to be all right. I bet it will. And Gunter, Shamiko, I want to go to a Diddy party. Well, you are invited to go to a Diddy party. Ain't nobody else going, but you can go. I sanction that. I approve. Go to a Diddy party. Don't call my phone. Don't ask me to show up. But you can go. You can go, baby. Ain't they good? gun to say that now. And but when you wake up with a gerbil trying to be intimate with you,
I don't know. He might.
You just never know. Naturalista Rap, what's good? Good to see me, some yo. How you feeling? How you feeling? And I need a bath. Yo, y'all need names. Yo, when people come to this show, I gotta be quick. I need a bath. Do you understand? Not I need a bath. I need a bath. That is so dope. Y'all made me want to change my name. You know what I'm saying? That made me want to change my name. You think I don't when I do? Shoot. I chose Sun 752. Because I knew that no other person would have that name. Then I went on Instagram, and guess who couldn't name themselves Sun752? Not SUN752. You know who couldn't? Me. That's who. You know why? Because some dude in Asia had the name Sun752. And I bet you he wasn't a 5%er. It's all good, though. I ain't mad at it. Ansel Jones says, I've reached my New Year's goal, 180 healthy pounds. Wow. I was 160, my healthcare doctors, I get. Answer Lisa Rex says, I'm cheesing now at your hello. Ha ha. You know how we do. And Sebastian, say hi to Brazil. Okay, what up, Brazil? With the Portugal Spanish, that's what I'm talking about. Good looking out. Thanks for coming through. Peep Game, what up, brother? What up with you? Today we are talking about the cute, smart, and loving, but you can't take them around nobody. What y'all know about that? What do you know, fellas? What do you know about having a girlfriend that looks like a movie star, not the regular movie star. I'm talking about the movie star if you could pick them. Not the ones that's chosen for you. I'm talking about the one, you know, I'm talking about like Buffy the Body, Megan Thee Stallion. You know what I mean? Not no Jada Pinkett. Not no, what's that other chick? The one that used to play you on the show where she was like messing around with the president. What was her name? Everybody, she got a cute face. She got a cute face, like pretty lips, but she, real small thing. What was her name? I don't remember. It'll come to me. You said Monica Lewinsky. No, she was on a television show where she was having an affair with the president of the United States. She was a little black girl. You know what I mean? Woman. Small. She might have been, you know, real small, real thin. But everybody thought she was so cute. And I was like, she cute? Yeah, Olivia Pope. But what was her real name? It's definitely Olivia Pope. What's her real name? Her real name, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, not nobody like that. I'm talking about somebody, you know what I mean, side up, titty down, assed up. You know, if you ever have a girl that was like that and she loved you to death and whatever, but she might have been real jealous. So she sees you giving any attention to another woman or another woman that you may have known for years, giving you any type of attention or even just saying hi, you know, she might have been going off, you know, acting crazy, asking how you know him or how you know her, and, you know, just really exhibiting antisocial behavior. And that's what we have to make the distinction between. Yeah, Kerry Washington. Yeah. I could never be a casting director. I'd be like, nah. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, you know, your skills and all that. Tell you what, I'll let you do some voiceovers for some cartoons, but you ain't getting in my movie. That's discrimination. I'd be like, yeah, well, you know, it happens. you're not the right person for the part. They'd be like, but, oh, all of the women in your movies are on some old, I'd be like, well, you know, it just happened. That's how it is. That's how I grew up. But anyway. But anyway. Yeah, you may have had, you may have been dealing with a woman that was the love of your life, but you couldn't take her nowhere. You couldn't take her around your family. She might have exhibited really antisocial behavior, getting into violent arguments with people, maybe even exhibiting violent behavior, like on some old, yo, telling your sister, your girl cousin, or whoever, like, listen, don't play with me like that. Now, you know, one of the worst things that could ever happen between you and the woman that you love is that you have to keep making excuses for her behavior. And I know women, I don't even have to ask y'all, have y'all ever dealt with a dude that was handsome? Really, you felt like he was he had a really, really great upside, but you couldn't take him around your people. He act like a dickhead. He act like a straight dickhead. You know? Maybe he get high or drunk, start talking all crazy. You know what I mean? Start talking all crazy, like, you know. You take the nigga to your people's crib. He got all drunk, spilling his drinks on the carpet. Y'all getting ready to have dinner. Y'all got guests there and all of that. He's spilling shit, bumping into people like he's visibly drunk. And the problem is, your people ain't never seen him when he was sober. It ain't that he drinks all the time. It's just that the times when you have brought him around your people, it happened to be on the weekends. He drank on the weekends. It wasn't a good look. Antisocial behavior. So being antisocial is like when you may be standoffish. You may be shy. You may be conceited. You know what I mean? You may not really want to deal with certain people who are on a certain level. Like, I don't want to be around those people. They bums. They broke. I don't want to be around them. Or they snooty. Or they high post. Or they bougie. That's being antisocial. But when you exhibit antisocial behavior, you do certain things to make people not want to be around you. Like, you're not good for other people. You don't work well in groups or gatherings or, you know, where there are a lot of people around. Like, you exhibit antisocial behavior. You get criminals are antisocial. Drug addicts are antisocial. Well, let me say they exhibit antisocial behavior. People with anger management problems exhibit antisocial behavior. They're more. Yeah, shoot. You might have somebody who suffers from depression to the point where they can't get around people without, have you ever been with somebody that's really, really suffering from depression and they can't turn it off or don't even want to turn it off? Maybe they're not even going through it as much as it looks like, but they do that shit so everybody will give them attention. You know what I mean? You take them somewhere and they just start crying or looking all down. Or you're like, we was just at the crib. You was good. I know. But when I saw the dolphins at SeaWorld, It remind me of my granny because she liked dolphins. Fuck is you talking? Come on, ma. You might be sensitive to it. Like, all right, baby, but just try to, let's work through this thing. I'm there for you. It's me and you. I'm always going to have your back. Don't worry. After a while, you're going to be like, fuck you talking about? Dolphins and SeaWorld. What in the Shamu is going on? Yo, come on, man. Come on. We going to go see the killer whales, and then we going to go to Epcot. Listen, we got to make a day of this. Wipe your damn tears. No more tears, Johnson & Johnson ass John. Get on my damn nerves. That's where we go. You want to start that crying shit. It's like dealing with a two-year-old. I got a 45-year-old going through a terrible tooth. What's going on, man? Yo, yo,
Antisocial behavior. So yeah, being antisocial is one thing. Exhibiting antisocial behavior is another thing. And you can look it up. You can look it up. Let me see. Matter of fact, let's do it. Let's do it together, y'all. You know, I'm about to Google. I'm about to Google it. I'm about to Google it. Check it out. Peace gang. All right. What is exhibiting antisocial behavior? Oh, shit. All right. It didn't go fast because I had it on my, I was using my, come on, man. All right, it didn't speak. Okay, but this is what it says. Antisocial behavior is defined as behavior by a person which causes or is likely to cause harassment, alarm, or distress of to persons not of the same household as the person. I'll read it again. Antisocial behavior is defined as behavior by a person which causes or is likely to cause harassment, harm, or distress to persons not of the same household as the person. Now, I know most of us are not thinking like that when we think of somebody being antisocial. So I wanted to make sure that we understand the difference and make that distinction between being antisocial and exhibiting antisocial behavior. Like they cousins, maybe even half brothers, but it's not exactly the same. Okay, in adults, antisocial behavior is often associated with criminal behavior such as stealing or physical assault, but it can also include other more insidious behaviors such as lying, duplicity, and manipulating others for personal gain. What y'all know? That's what we're talking about today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. What y'all got? Let me see. Oh, we got some trolls going on here. What up, trolls? Yo, let me tell y'all something. First of all, to anybody who came to this show to troll, let me tell y'all one thing. You've come to the right place. You have landed on Plymouth Rock. I know other places, they don't want you to troll. They don't want you, they blocking you. They don't want you to express yourself. They don't want you to tease people, me. They don't want you to say shit about the host. Here, I don't give a fuck. Here, you get a job. I want you to do your job. You do your job. Now, there are good people here that are not trolls. They're going to put up with your shit. But just know that some of them are moderators. And if it gets out of hand, they might zap you. Bing! But I told them, give them a chance. Let them trolls live. You know what I mean? They giving us numbers over here. You know what I mean? Do your thing. I don't care. Plus, y'all ain't hurting nothing. But some people are here to actually, you know, interact with other people, learn a little something, build themselves, improve themselves, and things like that. And we about that life. Okay. So, I was going to read some of y'all comments. Yeah, Pete Gang says, damn, it's a spectrum to this antisocial shit. It is. It absolutely is. Chris says, you look like Brad Pitt. Your face is almost similar. I don't know who Brad Pitt is, but peace to you, Chris. I mean, Brad Pitt could be a demon for all I know. All right. Night Candy, what up? Okay. Shaka says, always gay black men on live. I don't know where. Ain't no gay black men on this shit. But I'm going to tell y'all something. If I was gay, shit, I would say that shit. You know what I'm saying? If I was gay, I mean, what's the best time in history to be gay? It would be right now. Any gay person that's in the closet right now, I'm like, the fuck for? They cheering for y'all to come out of the closet. But see, I like women, and I like pussy. I like pussy, and I like women. And I don't just like women because of the pussy. I actually like women. Like, I like them. Like, we be talking and vibing and shit. I like women more than I like niggas. You know what
I mean, all my brothers out there, y'all cool and all of that, but y'all be hating, y'all be bitching, you know what I'm saying? Y'all act like bitches. Not all y'all, but you know the who's who. Nowadays, really, y'all be having, that's why I have a lot of interaction with. I be vetting the shit out of y'all, like, yo, babe, this is, like, he acting kind of soft to me. So, you know, I mean, y'all can try it, but good luck with that. Ansel Jones says, on deployments for months at a time, you see the same people. Men and women are chasing the same girls and guys. You have no choice but to be around the same people. That's just, yeah. Cal says, it can become a block party. Pew, 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 pew. I mean, hold my gun sideways, unorthodox. Pew, 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 pew. Pete Game says they're antisocial and antisocial behavior. It's a different, it's a difference. Capiche? That's what's up. Natural Lisa the Rep says I'm not putting up with y'all shit. That's what I'm talking about, Vi. You ain't got to. Roxanne Badenhorst says, name a car for an edit. What is an edit? I can name a bunch of cars, but I need to know what an edit is. So you tell me what an edit is, and I might be open to it. I might be open to it. Other than that, you might be making me do some little crazy shit. You know what I mean? Are you calling to tell me about my extended car warranty? I just need to know. I just need to know. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with a little spam every now and day. You want to talk, you know, you want to talk to me about my extended car warranty. It is what it is. It is what it is. Lisa Ann says, what's up, fellow Americans? What's good with you? Good. He says, I like women. I want a plethora. I hear that. Lisa Ann says, who cares what an adult wants to do? Well, some things that adults do are bad for other adults and kids and animals and trees and bodies of water and continents and land masses and snow and ice and rain and the sun. Some things that some adults do are bad for, I don't know, the solar system, planets, galaxy, Milky Way, the universe, outer space, aliens, UFOs, spaceships. The real problem in this world are adults. Kids, you know, kids are irritating, but the real problem are adults. They be doing some shit. Make sure y'all hit the like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm your host, Sun752. I didn't even do my intro. I might do it in a minute. But we're talking about they're cute, smart, loving, but you can't take them around nobody. So we're going to talk about people who exhibit antisocial behavior. You know, you love them to death. That's your boo. That's your boo. Y'all the one and the two. That's your boo. Y'all the one and the two. That's your boo. But I can't take them around my peeps because they mouth, they don't know how to keep no secrets or nothing to themselves. They are bad for your physical and your mental health. They don't know how to act. Gotta take them back to another room and be like, yo, you gotta chill. Don't talk to my mom disrespectfully because now I'm going to have to get to be in another bag that I really don't want to. But if you make me, then absolutely I'm going to have to check you, and I do it hard. I don't want to do that shit because the God don't want to be in the tight situation, but you're giving me frustrations, and I don't like that. So why don't you step back and act like you got some sense, baby? Right. Okay. And as Elisa Rapp says, we like you too. Yeah. Let me give it a cowbell. Cowbell for people who don't exhibit antisocial behavior. Yeah. All right. Lisa Ann says, I'm a woman and I think I'm interesting. That's what's up. Sounds good to me. Okay.
Lisa Ann says, you're allowed to have a gun?
Yeah. With or without a permit. You can have a gun. You have the right to protect yourself.
Yes. You ever died before?
Maybe spiritually. But I came back to life.
Anita Bass says, can you for once stay on topic? Yeah, we're going to do that. Ansel says, question for the group. Has anyone took someone around your family and regretted it? Yes. Lisa says, I was a Sloan until I became a citizen. I don't know what a Sloan is. It's me, says, another useless channel. Okay, cool. I'll see you again. Hope you hang around. Anita Pat says, it can't be your boo if you're on here talking about them. I don't think you understand how life works. Lisa Ann says, what sense? Look at us. We are a senseless nation. What you mean we? And Plains is in the house. Thanks for coming through, Plains. And Care Bear says, I have two cousins who make me nervous when we are in public. I know how it is. I do. Adam C. says, I died 2 years ago, and I came back to life in the hospital. I didn't see anything, to be honest. Well, you know, I don't want to be facetious, and I can't tell anybody what they have experienced. But I had a stepmom. My late stepmom, when she passed, about 5 or 6 years before she passed away, she died three times on the operating table. And after that changed her life, talking about death and all of that. And she tried to tell me what it was like when you die and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, with all due respect, you wasn't dead enough for me. With all due respect, you wasn't dead enough for me. Because everybody I know who has died, they ain't come back and tell me shit. Not one word. Not even in the spiritual sense. So I was like, I respect your death or your experience with death. But the majority of people I know that have died, they was like, that's it. Like when my dad died in 2021, I went over there. They called me soon as he passed. And when I went over there, he ain't come back. It was a wrap. It was a wrap. Okay. So when they're cute, smart, and loving, but you can't take them around nobody. Exhibiting antisocial behavior. Have you ever dealt with anyone who exhibits antisocial behavior? You know, they don't know how to talk to people. They don't know how to act around people. Some people display their nervousness and their shyness in different ways. You know, they may not be the prototypical type that just keeps to themselves, doesn't say much, only speaks when they are asked a question or spoken to, you know, don't really like to mingle, things like that. That's being antisocial. And, you know, you can still work with a person who is like that, because if you're a gregarious type of person, if you're the type of person who likes to mingle, who likes to meet new people, who likes to build bridges, who likes to network and things like that, you can have somebody with you who isn't like that, and you can just take the lead. Like, yo, you know, as you are canvassing the room, you work in the room, you know, hey, how you doing? You know, you shaking hands and kissing babies and making promises and all that kind of stuff. You can still have your baby there, male or female, and they can, and you can just introduce them like, hey, this is my wife or this is my girl, you know, blah, 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 my fiance. And what we do is blah, 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 blah. And they may not have to say much. They may not have to say much, and it might be to your benefit or the benefit of both of you
for you not to, for her not to say anything, or for him not to say anything, or not say much. But y'all have to be on the same page. Y'all have to be on the same page. You can't be like, you know, you just going out there and you hoping that they don't start some shit. They don't, you know, like Care Bear was saying. She has two cousins where if y'all go out in public, you know, she got to be worried about whether they're going to do something. When situations like that occur, I think that before you go anywhere with somebody who's like that, check them. Make sure that y'all have a plan, an itinerary. Like, listen, last time we went out, things didn't go well. And I lost out on a lot of opportunities for that. And I had to explain things to friends. And you my baby. So I don't want to have to be making excuses for you or making explanations for you. So this is how we're going to do it from now on. If you want to go somewhere with me, if we're going to go out together, then we have to be on the same page. The same way that I would be required to respect your friends, your family, your people, I need you to do the same thing. If you don't feel like you can do that, then I need to go by myself. That's what it is. If you don't feel like you can honor this request, then I need to go by myself. And I'll get back with you when I get back. No big deal. You need me to check in while I'm there, I can even do that. But I can't have you messing up things for me. Like, you know, you take your wife or your husband to the Christmas party at your job. You there trying to improve yourself, trying to get a promotion, trying to get a raise, trying to maybe even start your own business. And your wife came there, she got a drinking problem, or she be popping pills. She came there, you know, all drunk up, acting a fool, getting in arguments with people, spilling shit, getting mad at people. Oh, he bumped into me. I don't know what's going on with this bitch. Like, nah. Listen, everybody have a good time. Listen, we just had to stop by. We got a baby to deliver. Listen, we got a grandchild that's being delivered right now, but I just wanted to come through and say hi to everyone and show my face and just give you my best. But right now, we got to get in the operating room. Come on, baby. Get the fuck on the body here. You know, on Monday, you're going to have to answer some questions. Yeah, his wife got a fat ass, but she don't know how to act. His wife for the streets, maybe the bedroom, nowhere else. Yo, we gotta go for self, can't bring him around here no more. It's clear that that's his boo, that's his dad, but nobody else will want to be around her, because she's a clown, huh? She is dangerous to my eyes and to my face and to her thighs. I have to say, yes, she's a cutie and a beauty, but you got to get a fuck up out of here right now, you sick. All right. Okay. All right. Rotten zombies. Oh, Lisa Ann says, I always try to be nice because I worked as a hairdresser. And that's a very good practice. Matt 468L says, I hate people. I can dig it. And so Joan says, I think people that work customer service jobs is difficult to not bring that energy home. You think so? I don't know. Some people can do it and some people can't. My people's FXD, thanks for coming through. Appreciate you. And she says, I died 2 years ago and came back to life in the hospital. I didn't see anything to be. Oh, I've read that already. Okay, that's cool. Okay. All right. Anita Bass says, maybe you're experiencing too much from the person. I don't know about anybody else, but I really get to know anybody that anybody I hang around, I get to know them. You know, not that surface know them. I mean, you don't, to me, you don't really know a person till you know how they're going to react to certain things, how you know they're going to handle certain situations. Like when you know what scares a person or what makes a person confident, when you know what makes a person happy, sad, indifferent, when you know what triangle you can put into the circle or what rectangle you could put into the octagon. Like, I mean, no, I'm not talking about this internet type of knowing people. See, people on it, this internet thing has us thinking that we know people, really know people, and we don't. You haven't even, if you haven't seen a person in person, you don't know, you haven't gotten a 360 degree angle of them. You don't know. You don't know they got a big humpback of Notre Dame thing on their back. They've been taking selfies. Frontal view. Think about how many women you know take selfies and they do all face shots. You ain't seeing nothing below the shoulder. You ain't seeing nothing. They might weigh 450 pounds. They may not. And if you've never seen a person talk, have you ever seen pictures of somebody and only seen pictures of them? And then you get around them, you see, like, I never would have thought that their mouth, you know, look like that when they talk. Like, everybody been on some old shit like that. You can tell when they pictures are like. When they talked, it was like, yeah. So, you know, I mean, like, damn, I didn't know you had a stroke when you was like 4. Yeah, but I recovered well. You know what I mean? I ain't never took nothing away from it. I'm still beautiful. I'm still worthy. You don't know. So all of that testing, all of that posting, all of that, you know, you getting an insight into their thinking and thought patterns, but you don't know what they look like. And you don't know how they act. You just don't know. The internet is full of weirdos. Full of them. You know what I mean? People think they really know me because I sit in front of this camera every day. They really think they know me. I'd be like, okay. You got it. I mean, I'm transparent, but there's more. If there's more to me, there has to be more to you. And if there's more to me and more to you, what about all of the other people in the world that we don't know, never have met and claiming them? You know, people do this shit with celebrities all the time. They swear they know celebrities. They be taking sides with celebrities. No, this celebrity was right, not that one. You know, Will was right, not Jada. If I was Will, I would have did this. Jada was right. I mean, she should have did that to Will. You don't fucking know. Drake is right. Drake is right. Kendrick Lamar is wrong. No, J. Cole. J. Cole was right. Rick Ross. He's the one who's right. Uh-huh. Rick Ross. This thing has us all fucked up. Inled Technologies. Do ASMR again. I don't know what those letters are. I don't know. Pete Game says, now that I know the meaning, I know a few people with antisocial behavior. I get it. Lil Georgie says, hey, I'm a question. A question, are you a rapper? I rap, but I'm not a rapper. I like to rap. I like to rap. I like to sing. You know, I like to perform. I like to play. I like to play instruments that I don't, you know, that I'm not good at, but I don't give a shit. Hold on. Where's my shit? Like my, you know, this is my favorite instrument, my triangle. My triangle is my favorite instrument. Whoa,
Looking at my Gucci, it's about that time. But MC Schoolie D, Star Humping the Rhyme. I heard you was out there biting my lines. And if I catch a boy, your ass is mine. Always in my face saying Schoolie, school, man. Hot fuck, it's just so cool, man. Never ever seen you play the fool. Cause I use a microphone like a plumber uses a fool. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, and.
Ah, man. Okay. Cameron says, both of these cousins are video vixen good looking. Ridiculous natural bodies and model faces, but can't take them anywhere. A lot of times they be the one. Glam 1234, thanks for coming through. Appreciate it. Cameron says, yes. At when they talk, the combos hitting different. Yeah. The scream, I just scrumped. Kendrick was right, though. I'm just saying.
That's at least the reason that Kendrick was right, though. I don't know. I think J. Cole was right. Y'all money is shit.
Anita Bass says, a rapper, he likes 70.
You know what? And there are some 70-year-old rappers. That's the problem with hip-hop. Really. Like, so hip-hop, you have to be young to be a rapper. That's the only, hip-hop is the only music genre where there's a fucking age limit. But the people who are the best in the genre are not young. Kendrick Lamar, Drake, and J. Cole are all in they damn near 40. Jay-Z, because everybody respects Jay-Z, right? How old is Jay-Z? I'm 53. Jay-Z is 55. A whole 55. Yeah, but he the OG. The fuck out of here. He wasn't young when he started. He wasn't. Jay got his big break. He was already 27. And in 1994, 1995, you know how old 27 was? Do you know? Shit. LL started rapping. He had his first song when he was 16 years old. When I Need a Beat came out, he was 16 years old in 1984. So by the time he was 27, by rap, you know, because most rappers didn't last more than 5 years, he should have already been retired. By the time he turned 27, he had 11 years in. So what are you talking about? This is why I'm coming out with my mixtape. Fuck this shit. I had these young boys trying to push me out the game. Especially when they can't rhyme them big damn selves. They can't even rhyme. They can't. Let me shout out to the new Kevin. They can't rhyme. Where's your flow? What happened to lyrics? These motherfuckers surviving off of beats. They surviving off beats and hooks. I'm like, especially the females. So you ain't going to talk about nothing but sucking dick, eating pussy, and getting money from niggas. I just want to be sure. Oh, and these bitches hating on you. I swear to God, I never thought I would see the day where I appreciated Nicki Minaj over these. Nicki Minaj! You know why I appreciate Nicki Minaj over these female rappers today? Because at least she saw, like, I'm not the best rapper, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sing. I'll become a pop star and have a much longer career because you're never too old to be a pop star. I think. You know, don't quote me on that.
KFC says, want to buy some chicken? No, just give it to me for free. I like gratuitous poultry. That's Elisa Rabbit says, popping my booty to his triangle. Good looking, Stacey White says. You really don't know a person, even if you just on the internet. You don't? No way. No way, Ariel D says, pigs and worms.
Sounds good. Ray Love says, you kind of look like an old LL Cool J. Now, I showed the pictures yesterday. Do I need to do it again? But, yeah, people used to say all the time back in the day, and in the whole 90s, in the whole 90s and part of the early 2000s, people said I look like LL. It's funny people don't say that anymore because LL don't have no hair on his face. He don't have no hair on his face. I mean, 55 years old, he don't have no hair on his face. Actually, LL is 56. Took care of himself well. Okay. Pete Game says, drop that tape. It's coming. I'm working on it. Ray Love says, I meant to say an older LL. LL is older than me. Anita Bass says, please don't get on this LL topic again. Kevin says, LL gets Botox though. Oh boy. See, you see what kind of worms you open, you know what I'm saying? Like, but LL is in front of a camera. So of course you're gonna always see him looking his best. He has help. I don't even use
lotion.
Swear to God, I don't. I used to use what's that shit? Shea butter. I hate the smell. I don't like shea butter. Fuck that. I don't give a fuck if it's African. I don't like it. I had to just come to the realization. No, I don't like shea butter. This shit is whack. I'd rather use some Jergens. Thick ass shea butter. Get the fuck out of here. Feel like I'm rubbing new Nile on my face. Feel like I'm rubbing new Nile on my face. Like, what you doing, man? You putting that sulfur 8 on your face for, man? You smell like Vicks Vapor Rub.
Ray Love says, it's all good, bro. I'm just saying.
Nah, man, no offense. No, listen. We don't see, you wasn't here earlier when a bunch of trolls that came through. I take no offense. Y'all could be anywhere. You could be anywhere listening to any show or doing whatever you wanted to do at this time. Y'all came to check me out. I ain't no problem. You know what I mean? You can express yourself freely. Ain't nobody gonna block you for saying how you feel. Ain't nobody gonna get on you and all that shit. We don't do that here. You say whatever you wanna say. As long as you give everybody a chance to say what they want to say too. I ain't thin skinned like that. Listen. And don't think I'm bullshitting. Cause think about it. All I have to do is not read your comment. And I know how to do that. I read your comments because I want you to feel included. I ain't gonna get mad at you for it though. I don't know you. You don't know me. We're here together, and we're talking about exhibiting antisocial behavior. But you know what? That makes me think. Is trolling a show exhibiting antisocial behavior? Huh? Huh? Coming on a show just to be disruptive, just to talk shit, just to offend people, just to insult people, just to get into useless back and forth, you know? Is that exhibiting antisocial behavior? Right, Carol? Could be. Could be. Why not? So we deal with people who exhibit antisocial behavior all the time. I'm going to come on here and say, you know what's missing today? You know what's missing today? Hey, yo, next, release the rep. You know what's missing? Hey, yo, Care Bear, you know what's missing? You know what's missing? Nobody said, yo, you in there with that fake jewelry. Damn, nobody. I'm shocked. This is shocking. Because normally that's the go-to. You know what I'm talking about, Stacey? Normally they'd be like, hey, you fake chain with the fake chain. I'm like, oh, here we go. Oh, that fake ice. That ice couldn't melt hot butter.
Shit, I'm from Philly. We don't fake nothing. You know what I mean? I wish we faked some shit. That way, our rappers wouldn't go to jail all the time. Be cased up all the time. Yeah, we need to start faking shit in Philly. That's what we need to do. I wish they start. I wish these young cats out here would start faking when they start saying that they gonna kill somebody or they gonna hurt somebody. I wish they was faking. I wish they was pump faking. I wish they was talking shit. I wish they was just selling wolf tickets. I wish. You know what I mean? Can't bear that. Normally, that's the go-to. Like, where's it? Damn, nobody today. They must. Those trolls must have took a day off. Carol says, right, Omar. Every time, the first day. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, nothing? Now, fuck that. Fuck that. Fuck that. Anybody gonna talk about my? Ain't nobody gonna call my chains fake? Then my fake beads. Ricky Ricardo, the Babaloo baby, a Babaloo baby, a Vinny Barbarino, a ba 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 ba. All right, exhibiting antisocial behavior. They're cute, they're funny, they are sweet and loving. They're smart, but I can't take them around my big sis because I know that she's going to start to diss. Asking about relationships that I was in. Yo, there's something like a sin. I begin to talk to you about the stuff that makes you feel some kind of way. It's rough, but when you love somebody but can't take them nowhere, it makes you think that you don't care. But you do, and that's why they you boo. You want to be together forever, but it's not going to happen because they be snapping. They got a nigga on stage rapping. All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Kevin says, there will be no challenge today. Yay. No Name says, your chain look like they made out of 24 karat gold. No, not 24. You got to take some of them carats out. 24 karat gold is mad expensive, and it actually doesn't hold up well. No, they says, you look like what the ladies love. Now, I don't know about that. I'll take the like. I'll take liking me. Okay. He really does, though. Our families grew up next to each other in Queens. He's been, oh, you talking about LL? Talking about LL? Oh, shit. For years, you couldn't take him to Hollywood parties because he had antisocial behavior. Trust me on it. He had to learn how to behave and not to be too uptight and awkward. Wow. Wow. Ogabek Ismatov. Sorry I missed you. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it.
All right. So, yeah, exhibiting antisocial behavior. Have you ever had someone that you love, but they exhibited antisocial behavior? I mean, jealous people. I know some of y'all have dealt with a jealous man or a jealous woman. And I don't mean the regular jealousy. I'm talking about over the top, always accusing you of something. Always coming at other people
for being, you know, and then there's the other type of jealous person. Yeah, like the jealous person that won't show or won't display their jealousy in public. But as soon as you get home, yeah, so that's how it's going to be when we go out from now on. You're going to be looking at these bitches and they all up on you. I know you fucking them. I know you. And that's not your cousin. It's not your friend. It's not your homegirl from back in the day. And you fucked all your homegirls from back in the day. It's not your classmate from back in elementary school, middle school, high school, college, grad school, none of that shit. They, you don't know her like that. And if you do know her, me knowing you, you're fucked up. And you're probably still fucking you. That's why she that's why she all up on you. That's why. Damn, man. I just got reminded that you can call into the show. I just got reminded. And you can't call into the show. We about to take a caller live on the air. And you can call into the show. 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. Oh, get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199, baby. 319-527-6199. Call that number. Press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak. And then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. No, you will not be on camera. Don't worry. I know y'all don't want to be on cam. You're not going to be on camera. But your voice will be heard, and it will be heard loud and clear. So let's take the caller that we have on the line right now. Caller! Hold on, let me get my cursor over here. Caller with the last numbers, 4828. Welcome to the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind right now? What's good?
I did not mean to press one. I meant to just listen. But hi.
Howdy. You here now, though. So.
Yeah, well.
What you going to do now, Hammer? What you
going to do? Okay, now? So you just described my last boyfriend with the jealousy thing. Yeah, so I've actually experienced both examples of the jealousy. Where you get home, then they're like, oh, that's what we doing? You're like, what are you talking about? And he's like, yeah, you know, I saw you looking, and you're like, I was looking at the fruit. Yeah, like, I bet you were, that type of stuff. But my last boyfriend, he would be, I used to cringe sometimes when we go out in public because I wasn't sure when he was going to snap off. He's that kind of guy where he's not going to start a fight with the other guy. He's going to try to belittle him, you know, with his arrogance and his intelligence. So it's like, you know, he's a good-looking dude, pretty tall, you know, like 6'3", 6'4", with a really deep voice. So that was already intimidating as it was. And then, you know, but his behavior was just, I don't know. It was too much for me. It was too much for me.
Yeah, so was he the type that would snap while y'all were out in public, or did he wait till y'all got home?
No, he was the one that would say something in public. Like, he would go up to the other guy and be like, she look good, don't she? She look good. You like that? You like that? That's going home with me.
That dude.
Yeah, and then he would be like, yeah, and she's going to, and, you know, he would say something like really embarrassing. Like, oh yeah, you know, just, you can get ahead and look, but I'm the only one she calls king, or something like that. He would say, I was like, oh my God. First of all, no, he's lying. But yeah, it's too much.
Yeah. That's such a dangerous game to play too. Because the things that can happen in a situation where somebody is confronting a person, and because you don't know what somebody else is going through. You don't know if they're on edge. You don't know if they were just waiting for somebody to step to them or whatever. And you don't know who's with other people. You don't know if somebody else is looking out for somebody that you might be confronting in a situation. But it all adds up to you having to make explanations for them. And that's not cool. And I'm thinking that if a person loves you and they care about you, they won't put you in compromising situations. They won't put you in situations where you'll have to be answering embarrassing questions. They won't put you in situations where you feel humiliated. They won't put you in uncomfortable situations. You know, I mean, we can all be made to feel uncomfortable, but for the people who are close to us, we expect them to really know us better, and we expect a higher level of care when it comes to us, and a certain level of trust, because all that's about is showing that you're not trusted by the person that's supposed to be loving you. And there are so many ways to show distrust by people who are supposed to care for you. You know, sometimes we don't recognize it. Like, I don't know if he or any other man has ever said something to you like, yeah, I trust you, I just don't trust your friends, or I just don't trust other men or other women.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Well, what you're really saying is that you don't trust me, because you won't have to worry about other women if you trust me. If you know that I'm not going to accept those invitations, or I'm not going to go there with them, or I'm not going to engage in that type of behavior if they start trying to press up. But you do have to trust me, you know. But and then people would deny it. No, I do trust you, but I just know how people are, and I don't want them putting any thoughts in your head. So you don't trust my thinking. You don't trust my judgment. You don't trust me to be able to resist peer pressure or pressure from, I don't know, attractive women, or like if she get naked in front of me, I just got to do it. Like, there was nothing else to do. Like, I won't walk away, or I won't close the door, or I won't exit the situation. You have to be able to trust somebody if you say that you trust them. Now, if you really don't trust them, it is what it is.
I think it is, the antisocial behavior, as you've defined it, is an indication of insecurity in those people that exhibit these traits. Even the ones that were mentioned about, you know, like having tempers and, you know, the drinking, being inappropriate around your family. It's all insecurity in my eyes. And yes, he did say, you know, it's not you I don't trust. It's I know how men think. And, you know, I found it insulting. And it's like, so you don't trust me to be able to diffuse a situation when an attractive man looks at me or tries to holler at me. Like, I felt like it was a cop-out. And I felt like he was insecure. So I had to shut that down.
Well, insecurity, a lot of times insecurity is about fear. Fear that fear that you're not good enough, fear that you won't be accepted, fear that you'll be ostracized, fear that you won't be able to hold on to something, fear that something will be taken away from you. It's based in fear. But the thing is, it's so destructive. And the way it plays out, the way it translates to somebody else that has to deal with you, it just doesn't work out well, because the communication is not there. Like, if an insecure person explains to you, like, listen, I've been through a lot and it's hard for me to trust. I'm going to do my best. But at times where I fail on seeming like I trust you, or that I love you, or that I care for you, or that I have confidence in you, please try not to take that personally. And please let me know that I'm doing you like that, because I don't want to be like that with you. You are not like other people that I've dealt with, but other people that I've dealt with have had an effect on me.
See, people don't want to humble themselves to the point to say something like that. And I get it. I get it. But at the same time, they have no problem acting out and acting a fool and blaming you for making them do it. Or blaming you for not accepting that, or not being patient with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
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 So people want you to excuse their behavior that has totally burned down the house, fucked shit up, made you have to start all over. They want to be excused for that. But they don't want to do the work necessary to just tell you how they're feeling, why they're feeling that way, and where it's coming from, and what we can do in order to curtail it, in order to slow it down, in order to, you know, put a stop to it. They don't want to do that. And that's more ego. It's like saying, well, I know I'm not good enough, but really I am good enough. Y'all just be hating. I know you've heard people say that shit.
Yeah, I know.
Y'all just be hating. I mean, I know I'm not like him, or I'm not like her, or because I didn't do this, or because I didn't do that, you know, y'all want to freeze me out, or y'all want to give me my props. But I mean, I'm saying though, but I'm really the best. Like, which one is it? Are you the best? Because I don't see too many people who are the best having to make apologies for not winning. And nobody wins every time. But if you're a consistent winner, it's going to show. It's going to show. Confidence, real confidence, real self-confidence shows. But lack of that self-confidence shows even louder. It does. And that's where we get to this display, these displays of antisocial behavior. That's how we get to, you know, this isolation. Let me ask you this. Have you ever dealt with a man? And excuse me if I'm getting too personal, because this question is not only for you, but it's for people who are listening too. Have you ever dealt with a man who tried to isolate you from everybody else? I don't know, move you to another city, town, or limit your interaction with your friends, try to warn you against your friends or your family. Have you ever dealt with anybody like that has done that?
Yes. Yes, and that same person, unfortunately, was successful in that.
Oh, wow.
They were also the second example that you mentioned, where they would be jealous, but once you got home. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I have dealt with that. I had a question up for you though. Do you think that someone could grow or graduate from this type of behavior, from the antisocial behavior?
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen gradually without some assistance. When you're this way, when you're that way, you try to validate. Excuse me, you try to validate your behavior. You try to validate the things that you have done. You try to validate your antics, because you're the only one out here who believes in what you're doing. And it's a coping mechanism for you. But recently I had an experience. I had an experience with a family member that I wasn't on good terms with for 12 years. For 12 years, I had a family member that I was on bad terms with. And that's not cool with me. I mean, other people talk about how blood ain't this and that, and you know, your family will do you worse than. No, I don't play that shit. My family is love to me, and they come first. So if I have a falling out with my a family member, I don't, you know, it's a falling out. We'll get it together. But this was bigger than a falling out. Me and this family member weren't talking for 12 years. 12 motherfucking years. And I don't do that. First of all, I think it's bitch assness for a man to not be talking to somebody. I want that on record. I don't play that I'm not talking to you shit. I talk. That's how I work shit out. That's how I build bridges, and that's how I find out who's who, by talking, not by not talking. Like, nah, I ain't got no words. Or how my man, I had a man, he used to be like, yo, I ain't got no lyrics for you, dog. I ain't write nothing for you. I ain't got no lyrics. I used to say that shit was dope. But yeah, I don't do that. And I think it's bitch behavior because, and I'm not calling women bitches, but when a man acts like a woman, he acts like a bitch. And you will notice that women take pride in not speaking to somebody. That's the number one defense for a lot of women. So when I see a man doing that shit, I'm like, okay. So I'm saying all that to say this. This family member I had interaction with last week. And out of the blue, he wanted to make up with me. He wanted to explain himself. He wanted to even formally and finally admit his role in our disagreement and our falling out.
Wow.
And, you know, and I was like, well, look at this shit here. You know, because I had resolved that this was just the way it was going to be. Because I know I hadn't done anything wrong. But the most important thing is he had been getting some therapy. He had been getting therapy. He's an ex-military vet. And he was getting some treatment for his PTSD. Now, before y'all start saying, well, maybe that was what was wrong with him. No, he was a dickhead before then. Before he ever went into the military, he was a dickhead in training. D-H-I-T. He was a dick. He was a dickhead in training. He really was. But it got worse as he got older because there were more things that happened to him that he had not confronted. And he's finally starting. He's visibly different. Visibly different. I don't know if y'all have ever dealt with somebody who started disagreements and arguments and couldn't let it go. I don't know if you've ever started to, all right, for example, let's say, take your favorite sports team. You know how you get into back and forth with other people about their favorite sports team? And y'all might be like, yeah, we got better players. We got better this. We got better that. Well, we have more championships. So we better now than y'all were when y'all were getting it. You know, y'all can, it's just friendly banter over sports. Now, he was the type of person where just talking about sports went to other things. Well, that's why you ain't got this. And that's why you ain't got that. And that's why I'm like this. And that's why, I'm like, yeah, it would go there. It would go to a point where you, even if you tried to walk away from it, like, listen, man, I'm going to let you be great. I'm going to the other room or I'm going home or whatever. Nah, oh, that's how you going to handle it? Oh, you going to do it like that, old punk ass? You know, it would go there. It was bad. It was bad, bad. So I'm saying all of that to say that, yeah, people get better and they do change and can and will, but it's not going to happen on its own. Sometimes you need some professional help in order to stop that antisocial behavior. He displayed antisocial behavior. That motherfucker wasn't right. He wasn't right. His whole thought process was on some different shit. So, you know, yeah, so if people get the help that they need, and I'm the type of man, I believe that everybody would benefit from having some kind of some therapy session. Because all you do is get out some of the things that have been plaguing you for years. You know what I mean? You may have never been loved, or you may have been assaulted or abused or something when you were younger, or you were sensitive to certain things. You could have been gay and could never live that kind of life because you weren't allowed to. All kinds of things plague people. And then it can be made worse by confiding in somebody that you realize that you couldn't confide in because either snitched on you or made you feel bad about you or misjudged you or something like that. Now you think that you can't trust anybody. So all you got is yourself. And all of that shit is festering. All that shit is festering in your heart.
and in your mind and in your psyche. And it just comes out in the most negative of ways. Now you display antisocial behavior because you figure ain't nobody going to like me anyway, so I'm going to get them before they get me. It's bad.
Yeah. I haven't experienced anybody who's come out of that type of behavior. And quite honestly, if anything, those people are usually, even though they're the problem, they'll make other people the problem or say that other people are the problem. So I just wanted to, I figured I would ask you.
Nah, that's a good question because listen, man, at the root of not being able to get along with somebody, not being able to love somebody, not being able to, just coexist with somebody, normally there's some shit that people have been holding in and don't know how to let it out. You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, they might be drinking too much one day and they start coming out that way. You know what? And my brother, he used to beat my ass, and my mom ain't ever give a fuck, and I can't believe she let her boyfriend do the things that he used to do to us when we was younger. She never apologized for that shit. And even my grandmother, even though I loved her, she wasn't really there for me. She wasn't really there for me. And my shit, and my foster, how you let your kids get into foster care? And this person was on drugs, and she's fucked up.
That's what we doing here. I want to give a shout out to Carol Chamberlain. Thanks for that super chat. I appreciate you so much. Really do. Infinite Discernment. Thanks for coming through. Scruffy Muppet. Let's see. I want to read all y'all shit, but it's going to really take me off. So, charge it to my head, not my heart. But yeah, because we about to get on about it here in a few minutes. But yeah, man, this whole thing, when you are dealing with somebody, especially if you're in love with somebody, you really want to work it out with them. You really want to, even though we may have been told or we know for sure that we can't change anybody or whatever, you can't make nobody do what you want them to do. I never accepted that shit. You can help a person to change. You can change them, honestly. I mean, people will tell you all the time that they used to be a better person before you came along, right? So you changed them, didn't you? Well, if you can do it in a negative way, you can do it in a positive way. Mm-hmm. If they can blame you for making them be bad, then they can acknowledge you and thank you for making them better. But you can display your power, mm-hmm. your power to anything. And you know that some people have had an effect on you, whether it was good or bad. And you can't make some people do what they didn't want to do. Like maybe somebody didn't want to whoop your ass, but you just wouldn't stop until they did just that. Mm-hmm. You made them do it. Mm-hmm. They ain't come out to do that shit, but you made them do it. You made them do it. So if you can take your power and use it for negative advances, then you can use your power for positive things too and get the acknowledgement from that. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. I got one more thing to ask you.
Okay.
So what's the end game? What's the end game for when you're dealing with somebody who displays antisocial behavior? They, they may be the love of your life, or you may be building something towards that. What's the end game? How long would it take for a person to start coming around before you threw in the towel? What would make you think that something was a lost cause or worth hanging in there? And how long would it be? How long would you hang in there before you said no, enough is enough?
Oh, that's not even a fair question. The one who was jealous once we got home, we were together for years. I kept, I thought that communication, like, hey, you know, just like really talking to him about it, trying to reassure him of who I am and whatever my intentions are, you know, were, would make things better. But in the end, it didn't. So there were years before I left. My end game, honestly, is to remove myself from the from an unhealthy situation. Fortunately, with the other guy, it took years. But with the guy who would go up to people, that was short lived. I felt like that was more of an immediate concern because you don't know how someone else is going to behave when you walk up to them. You know what their response is going to be. And so I was like, I felt like I was in an immediate danger more than I was with the guy who would say stuff at home. But either way, my end game is to remove myself from a toxic situation.
Okay. So how long is short? A month?
Short was like 4 months.
I think that's fair. I do. I think from the time that you acknowledge or warn or let a person know that they're doing things that you don't like, I think 120 days. No, that would be 160 days, right? 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Was it? No, I mean, 30.
No, it's 120. No, it's 120 days.
It's 120 days, right? Four times.
I'm counting in 40s. My bad.
Yo. We got together on February 31st. We got together
on the 31st. So he and I really did get together like February 28th. So that's funny. And I felt like 4 months was a long enough time for him to get a grip. You know, sometimes new relationships, people tend to be a little, you know, insecure, even though they're really excited about the new relationship. So I was like, okay, maybe if I just keep reassuring this person, but no, I had to cut that loose.
Yeah. No, I mean, I can't blame you. It's just interesting that, so if you tell somebody that you like something or don't like something and they don't acknowledge or seem to care about what you like or don't like, especially when you tell them that you don't like something, you know, for me, that's pretty much a red flag. That's a red flag. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because it's like, so my feelings don't matter to you? Or, like, let me make sure I get this. And, like, I told you that I don't.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like somebody, like you telling somebody I don't like anchovy pizza, and they show up with a big anchovy pizza time after time. Like, yo, I'm telling you, if you eat these anchovies, you'll start liking them. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think I ate anchovy pizza before? Yeah, but you didn't eat it from this place. I'm trying to tell you, man, these anchovies. You like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's like you know him. That's so funny.
You couldn't bring like anchovy pizza and maybe a veggie pizza that I like. But, okay. Yeah, people will let you know that they don't really give a fuck, or that they are taking control of a situation, and that, yeah, they exhibit antisocial behavior, and, you know, they're pretty much
are
comfortable in that role. Well, you're comfortable in your role. I'm a role.
Yep.
I think everybody deserves a good first chance. And I really... I'm being careful saying that because I don't think that, like, I'm not going to give you a good first chance to murder me. I'm not going to give you a good first chance to fuck me up. You know what I mean? So I say that with, maybe I overthink things, you know, I just want you to know, like,
I'm listening to myself as I talk. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
After they mess up that first chance, I'm not saying that I won't give you a second chance, but I have to deem you worthy of that. Some people are worth a second chance, and maybe even a second chance or a third second chance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when you can see that they are making mistakes, not doing things on purpose. There's a big difference between what a person says is a mistake, but you actually see that it's a pattern. It's what they do. It's how they do. You know, maybe somebody just likes to see the way that you react to certain things, so they keep doing it. Like you say, you ain't ticklish. That's why I keep tickling you. Or you know, it irritates you when somebody tickles you. So you, yeah.
Ugh, PTSD over that one.
Mm. Don't talk about my mom like that. Well, I wouldn't have to talk about it. She ain't do the shit. You know what I mean? And you just like your mom. I've heard niggas say that shit. I'm like, so you telling your girl that she gonna be just like a mom, but you don't have no respect for a mom? Just that's your way of controlling her? I've seen dudes do it. Like, yeah, she gonna be just like a mother, and I let her know. And I was like, okay. All right. Works for you. Works for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think the girls he was saying it to had a problem with their mom anyway, so they didn't really want to be like their mom, so that was his way.
Mm.
Bullshit. It's just a bullshit. That was just his way of maintaining control, but, you know, that kind of lets you know what kind of man he was. Well. All right. We're going to get on up out of here. But listen, I appreciate you coming through, calling in, giving your commentary. I mean, it's always a good time. It's always a good conversation.
No problem.
Good information. When
Thank
you, come.
You for having me. I was on autopilot, so.
All right. That's what's up.
All right. Well, thank you.
You have a great afternoon, a great day, and great week.
You too. Thanks.
All right, and if I don't speak to you before, Merry Christmas.
Bye.
All right, happy birthday. Good stuff right there. Good stuff right there. Good looking out, caller. Anita Bass says, oh, you know what? Somebody says something. Oh, Scruffy Muppet says something that I wanted to address. Scruffy Muppet says, something I learned the hard way. Complaining about the past won't change it. The only way to let go of your grudges is to forgive. You can't forget until you forgive. That's interesting. I think there are other ways to get past certain things, and it doesn't necessarily have to be with forgiveness. I think that you should forgive if you want to forgive. And if you don't want to forgive, you don't have to. You can still heal without forgiveness, depending on the severity of the act that you are supposed to be forgiving. Some things are unforgivable, but it doesn't mean you can't move on from them. And as far as forgetting, the mind is not even, your human mind is not even programmed with the ability to forget. So there ain't going to be no forgetting. Like if you rob me in the alleyway, I'm not going to forget it next time I'm in the alleyway. You know, doesn't mean that I'll never go in the alleyway again, but I'm not going to forget my experience. And forgetting experiences is sometimes the shit that will have you feeling gaslighted. You know, like somebody wants you to forget what they've done to you. So when you bring up how they made you feel, or when you want them to address, when you want them to properly address the situation, they don't want to, they want to act like they either didn't do what they did, or they want you to not bring up what they did. Here you are, the victim. And as a victim, you have the right to feel the way the fuck that you feel when somebody has targeted you and hurt you. So they may not want to hear about what they've done, but I would advise them to get away from the victim if they don't want to hear about it, if the victim wants to talk about it. The victim doesn't have to forgive. The victim doesn't have to forget. The victim ain't got to do shit but get they shit together and try to heal from the situation and try to do better next time. That's all the victim has to do. Avoid being hurt again. That's what they should do. But if you want to forgive, that's fine too. That's fine. What is forgiveness though? What is it? What is it? All right, let's do this. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. April 14th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go up out our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Gruffy, who's going to call? That's what's up. I can still take his call, but hold on. Let me do your birthday shout-out. Maxine Shoecraft turning 58 years old today, and Julie Johnson, happy birthday to you, and Carmelita Casares turning 35 years old today, and Bill Ingram, happy birthday to you, and Nasira Muslima turning 37 years old today, and last but not least, my girl, affectionately known by her friends and peers as Queen, my girl Elaine Brown Blackman, turn to 72 years old today. She came on one of my hikes before. Good people. Excellent. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all, and I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person out there born on this glorious April 14th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A lockout, lock on it, do the damn, a lockout, lock on it, do the damn, lockout, lock on it, do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, people displaying antisocial behavior, they might be your boo, they may be the number two to your one, but if they are done doing the things that they have done before that are negative and have you explain it to your people, that I'm telling you, you just don't know them the way I know them. You just don't feel them the way I feel them. But I tell you, they are the perfect one for me. They are the perfect one for me. Give them a chance, please. Give them a chance, please. And believe, done laugh in the house. But yeah, when they are cute, smart, and loving, but you can't take them around nobody. You have to get them to the point where you can, where you can be together in front of others. You gotta build with your sisters and brothers. If you can't, then you know this is a problem. I'ma rant and rave and say you gotta learn how to behave. And if you can't behave like a person who got some sense, I'm gonna have to say something that's immense. And I don't wanna get all tense and get uptight, but yo, the way you act, that ain't right. You offended my bro, offended my sis, offended my mom. What the fuck is this? I would never let nobody do this to my people, even if you're just my best friend. That you gotta end. And I would never do this thing to your people that you are around. I'ma act like I'm down. Never a clown. Never do that shit to you. I treat you with respect too. And I have to, cause I need to. We want to be together, and we bleed through all of the blood and the sweat and the tears. I want to be with you forever, for a lot of years, till I close my eyes. for the very last time. I got with you originally because you's a dime, but part of being that 10 is knowing how to conduct yourself around children, women, and men. Dang, man. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night, but late tomorrow night because we come on 1 a.m. in the morning. Why? Because that's all we can do. So please like the show, share the show, subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. And if you subscribe, make sure you hit the notification bell so you will know when we're in, and, I mean, when we're on and when we're on. And we are on every single day. Every single day, every day, every day it rains, every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Yep, we are on the East Coast, Scruffy Muppet, 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 a.m. Central, Mountain Time, 11 and 10 on the East Coast. All right. All right. So let's get on up out of here. All right, Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah, 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 yeah. And for...